Three, two, one, we're back in the room.
Oh dear.
Sorry, we got cut off there. Gentlemen, any more thoughts that we haven't covered in the previous segment?
So the one other thing that I wanted to say was about what doesn't make sense to me is government, apparently, I've heard now. Yes, so that was in together with making the EYFS slightly simpler.
Early years foundation stage.
Yeah, very good. Well remembered.
Thank you.
So apparently they want to put the 2-year development checks that children get. So normally they get them from the health visitor. They want to put them onto preschools now, which doesn't make sense to me anyway, because the staff at preschools are, apart from paediatric first aid certificates, not medically trained. So I'm not entirely sure how they're going to, you know, as opposed to health visitors who are very often trained nurses. So I'm not entirely sure how they're supposed to see this. But also, I find this quite cheeky because I thought they had enough to do in preschool without having to do the development check. And plus, the health visitors don't actually do much of a check these days. They just send you out a questionnaire for you to tick. Does your child just do this? Do they do that? Do you have any concerns? So anyway, I want to put that onto preschools, but I think there is not a lot of joined up thinking at our county council level, because if they don't realise they're driving the preschools in this area out of business, who is going to do those checks? So that's one thing that I find slightly weird. And then the other thing I was going to say was about the staff at the preschools, because in ours they're mostly mums who want to have a job that fits in with school hours. But they're all really fabulous and really kind, and I always hear that our staff, especially at our preschool, are so kind and so friendly. And lots of mums have told me that their children never want to settle anywhere. They've taken them to other nurseries or other preschools, and they're just never they're never happy until they arrive at ours. And our staff are so friendly, and they just give them a cuddle if they don't want to settle, and you know, and everything's okay, and all the children are happy. So you know, our staff are absolutely fabulous. And they don't get paid a lot, and it's very stressful looking after toddlers, even if it's just for a morning, as ours do. But they're doing an absolutely fabulous job, and they don't get enough credit for that. And you know, in even sort of the management level now, because we have a manager and deputy manager, you know, for the responsibility they have for such small children, and looking after them and all the paperwork that's involved and everything, they really don't get paid a lot for that. And, you know, all the qualifications they have to have as well. So, I just want to say it's not just preschools that have had, but it's also staff who work there.
Good. So
fab people.
Yes. People, exactly. And I wanted to jump onto people.
Mm.
At the subject of people.
Mm.
So... Having great people on your side, how does that influence the stress levels?
Mm. Well, if you can, well, that's the thing, isn't it? If you can't, we can't go this alone. And I think that's also what I've always felt. Our committee is a very strong committee. So obviously, because I'm more involved with the committee side than the staff. I mean, the staff are great for running the preschool, and it's great if we have a rapport between the staff and the committee. But for me, it's more that I have a strong committee, and we're very lucky here that the mums who come on the committee, yes, they're mostly mums, are professional or used to be in professional jobs where they have a lot of expertise. And they can bring that, you know, lots of ideas, lots of connections, contacts, and it's great on all sorts of levels. And they're all very committed. It's fabulous.
So let's turn that round then. So what about when you've got bad people? How does that contribute to the stress levels?
Well, if you have to do everything on your own, then that would probably increase your stress levels, yes. If you couldn't trust them, yes.
And if you've got people that are...
or work against you, yeah. Yes.
So does that also feed into your current stress levels around the challenges that you're facing now with this intake change? You know, in contrast to the challenges that you faced in the previous, you know, year.
I don't know yet, to be honest with you. Because I've got a different set of people. I'll have to see how they turn out and what they do. I mean, last year I had some rotten apples and I had some absolute stars. So I don't know. We'll have to see how people crystallise this year.
But to me, the situation you currently face is more... There is a faceless...
You have an opinion now.
Okay, there is a... Sorry, the interviewer. The interviewer has an opinion. There is a faceless change that's coming. And, it's an organisational change. It's an institutional change that's occurring. That is kind of faceless. And you've got a team now around you of the right people that you will corral together the troops and pull together and find a way forward.
I don't know. Is that what you think? I don't know. Do I have the... Well, that's what I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
I'm just trying to understand why you're not...
Why I'm not stressed.
Are you
worried that I'm not stressed?
No, yes, I'm not worried. Right. Are you less stressed now than you were a year ago?
Oh, God.
But do you have any ideas why?
Can you pause? I'm thinking.
A pause for thought.
Yes.
Okay. So, J2N, you've had your pause for thought. What do you think?
And the thought occurred to me that... So I think last year, why I was stressed last year was because it was a problem that was only at our preschool. So it was very personal and it affected only us. Whereas this year, it affects all the preschools. It affects a lot of parents in the town. It affects, people about school places. So it's a whole issue around that. And I think it's because... it's no longer just me and my team that I need to rely on. It's no longer, it doesn't all rest on my shoulders. So even though I don't know what the team of my preschool, how they're going to react, there are going to be other people in other preschools who have a stake in it. I don't even know who they are. And I don't know how good they are and what they're going to do about it. But it's now more of a collective fight, I think. So it's no longer just me having to try and sort it all out.
Right, so
that's why I'm not so stressed.
It's a bigger team.
Yeah. And extended. I'm just one of many, so I'm not the head who has to make all the decisions. So
interesting.
It's not all on me, see.
Do you think is there also a change in your approach, your experience? Have you protected yourself? Have you become more detached? As a way of, the experience that you've been through. You've been through, a situation. You've managed to pull things through, and has that given you more confidence, or have you? Had so many wounds from that experience that you now put a suit of armour on before you go into battle, Has anything changed in you?
Well, yes, definitely more confident after last year, but then also not entirely sure about how it's all going this year. Because I don't know, things are not really going as swimmingly anymore, so I don't know. So I've been trying to sort of wind down operations a bit, leaving most of the stuff to the new manager and just trying to be there in the background so that I could, if I wanted to, give it up at the next opportunity. It's only now that I feel like, oh, there's something else come up, so I can't really leave him in the lurch now. So now my sense of duty kicks in again, that I have to stay around until this is sorted out.
Ah, so is there a sense of passing on, what's the word I'm trying to think of, legacy? Is there a sort of the legacy of what am I going to pass on to the next chair of this preschool, and what is the, you know, the legacy of your preschool and its future, and therefore the benefit to the local community?
Well, I don't know whether I think of it in terms of legacy. I just don't really want to, you know, I mean, last year we were in the middle of having to recruit half new staff, so I didn't really think that it would be fair to hand it over to anyone else who then has to find their feet first and is faced with something like that straight away, even if I could have found someone like that. So I don't know, it's just not in my nature to go, oh, there's a crisis, oh, I know, I'll delegate. You know, that would have been the wrong time, and it wouldn't have been a good time for the preschool to do that. So I don't know. I just feel that it's then my duty to stick around and to sort this out. And I do try and steer the whole thing into calmer waters, where I then can feel confident that I can hand it over to someone who may, because I mean, the next chair might not want to be as involved as I am. So some of them like to be quite, you know, they go and like and they chair their meetings, and that's all they want to be involved in. So I was trying to get it to a point where I can confidently hand it over to someone like that and honestly say to them, you just chair the meetings, that's all you need to do, just concentrate on the fundraising. But it seems now we've got another thing coming. So yeah, I'll probably have to see how that turns out first. And then on the other hand, I also realise that it's quite dangerous, because you know, we now know that there's always going to be something. So at some point, if I do want to hand over, I will just have to say, right, I'm handing over no matter what's happening. I'll just have to give them sufficient notice. Because otherwise I'll be there forever.
Forever. Well, you'll be one of the 40% of non-parents.
Yes.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sorry, I wasn't actually supposed to be that long anymore. If anyone's still listening.
Is there any question that I haven't asked you that I should have asked you?
That's a bit of an odd question. Interviewer. No, I can't remember anything else. I think that's what was all my. Well, thank you for asking me. I never would have squeezed that into my 5 minutes.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. It's been very interesting.
Has it?
Yes, it has. Very enlightening.
Well, you've asked me some good questions, darling.
That makes a change, doesn't it?
Yes, that's what I thought. Should I take a picture of your face? Yeah? You'll be covered now. No, very good, darling, very good. I'll let you interview me again.
Thank you. Toodle-poo, everyone.
Bye-bye.